Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cassandra Rand. First, I want to give honor and all glory to God of the universe, who is the head of my life. And I do not try to push my beliefs on anyone, but I do believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to apologize. For the last 2 days, we have not been able to complete a show due to technical difficulties. But anytime when you're serious about doing kingdom business, there's going to always be some type of spiritual warfare. I just encourage you, no matter what it looks like, just keep pushing through the pain. We're going to start off with some worship, praise and worship. Now, this singer is a 12-year-old, when he made this video, this tape. He was only 12 years old. He's from Africa. And he has a very powerful voice. Now, the last time I played, all of a sudden, everything shut down. So we're going to push through it because I believe that someone that is listening right now will get a breakthrough.
You have chosen to come.
okay? And the distractions. It's frightening. God shows, don't give up on you. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful morning. Yes. Amen, amen. Yes, praising God, spending time with God, first thing in the morning. And your host, Cassandra Brand, is just ushering you into your praise, thanksgiving, and your gratitude, not waking up with an attitude, but waking up with gratitude. That should be the first thing on your mind when you wake up. I have a testimony. One time when I was, not one time, but I was married before, and that's why God would be unevenly yoked. Now, people don't have to believe exactly how you believe, but I do believe. And I was married, and I get up 5 o'clock a.m. in the morning just to spend time with God before I will assist my husband. And he used to really get upset. I love God, but I want to spend time with my wife. Okay, you usually sleep till 7 a.m. I'm getting up at 5 to spend time with God, fix your breakfast, your lunch, walk you to the door. And you probably say, no, she didn't. Yes, I did. You should start the car because he was a slow starter, you know. But I understand what the reason was. Well, we're not going to get into that. You have to check out my other Blog Talk Radio show because I'll be doing some testimonies. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Cassandra Brand, a.k.a. Miss Alexis. But today, the purpose of this episode is to teach you how and why you should pray. Now, this part two, please consider to share these powerful teachings by Dr. Matt Monroe. And these days, we need to become more God-conscious. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Also, please comment below on your thoughts about the episode. So we're going to jump into the meat of the word, and this is Position Prayer Part 2.
You will be able to line up with the promise, so when the promise is quoted, the yes comes. And then you say, amen. Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to close on this chapter, in this passage. Isaiah 43 is a powerful chapter. I think that prayer is locked up in this chapter right here. Years ago, when I began to learn to pray as a teenager, this was the chapter, boy. This chapter got me. It made my prayer life become very, very simple. It corrected a whole lot of stuff that I was taught, too, because nothing in the world is more dangerous than ignorance. It makes you sweat and get nothing done. Isaiah chapter 43. Everybody get it? Tell your neighbor, we're going to school now. Begin reading with verse 25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. Pause. Think about it a minute. What did he say just now? Come on, don't rush this. What did he say? Yeah, but what does that mean to you? Right, now, it's important. He forgives you from your sins, but not for your sake. This is important. We're getting ready to talk about prayer. Why? Because of this problem right here. This is, the earth is the Lord's. It still ain't yours. It's still his real estate. But he can't get to it legally. God wants to rule the earth, but he can't get to it because the legal access is clogged up with sin. Now, if he doesn't rule the earth, he fails. And God never fails. So God says, I have to open this clog. You get it? He says, I got to forgive them. Why? For my sake. I told you all about 7, 8 years ago when I was teaching on why God needs your body. And I said to you years ago, long, 10 years ago, but maybe you still ain't got it. You pray for healing for yourself. That's why you don't get healed. You need to change your prayer. You say, Lord, look, now let's just get straight with this thing. Let's just do business. You can't come here without this, and I can't live here without this. So heal this so you can be here. God will heal your body. But you ask for healing so you can feel better. It ain't supposed to be for you. It's for God. 1 Corinthians 6, don't turn in there. It says, the body is made for God and God for the body. Why? He knew the only way he could get in is with a body. So he made the body so the body could handle him, could fit him. And that's why your body is important to God. God will keep you alive for his sake, not yours. So he says, I will forgive their sins for my sake. He's going to tell you why. And I will remember their sins no more. Now, listen, hold it. You got to think, what did God just say? This stuff is deep, you know. See, whenever God says something, it happens. So God says, I don't remember your sins. Now, the minute he says it, he forgets. Are you getting this? This is kind of deep. In other words, God says, I forgave them, but you see, my problem is I got an eternal memory, so I better say I don't remember. Why? Because if I remember, then I got to touch the sin. God has established an eternal forgetfulness. Give the Lord a hand. He can't remember nothing you did. Glory, hallelujah. That means when you stand before God and you ask God to forgive you, I don't care what it is. If you bring it up the next day, he don't know what you're talking about. That's good news to me. Thank you, Jesus. That's good news. He doesn't even know what you... No, it's not that he don't remember. He doesn't know what you're talking about. And you know why he does that? So he could get in. He's a powerful God. The system is wonderful. You are forgiven. So he could get in. I say you are clean. So he could get in. I say he forgave you. So he could get in. He don't remember your sin. All them things you did in 1992, 1991, 1987, the things you still remembering, he don't know what you talking about. That's why the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That same chapter talks about the accuser of the brethren, talking about the devil, will try to bring up your past. He says, but whom the Lord has forgiven, no man can condemn him. I'm telling you, friends, your past is not known in heaven. So stop living in it. And stop allowing people to bring it back to you. Come on, thank God for that one time. Your past is gone. Don't waste your time asking for forgiveness of things you already asked forgiveness for. You're actually wasting your time. God says, not only did I cleanse them, but I don't remember them. Verse 28, 26. Review the past for me. Now, this past that he's talking about is his. I got to watch it out. The King James says it in another way. Put me in remembrance. Now, listen. This is dangerous stuff. Your past, he forgets. But he says you must remind him of his. Everything I told you, bring it up, he says. Every promise I made, bring it back to me. Forget what you did. Talk about what I promised. That is why you read the Bible. See, some of you can't pray because you don't know the Bible. The Bible is God's past. Even the future in the Bible is God's past. That's why you can pray the future. Oh, dear. You can remind him of what he promised. You can remind him of what he promised. And you can remind him of what he promised him. And all of them are available. Daniel did not remind God of his past. Daniel's past. He reminded God of the future that was God's past when he prayed. Daniel 9. The whole prayer was already in a parchment. But it didn't happen yet. So Daniel prayed it. And it was that prayer that made the angel fight to get the answer through. He prayed something that God promised. And God made sure it came to pass. Put me in remembrance. I like that. Review the past and let us argue the matter together. You see that there? Take your pen and the line that man. That's deep stuff. Okay. Sister Kelsey, where are you? Wave at me. I just saw you. Where's Sister Kelsey? She didn't make it tonight? Oh, that's right. Your son is here. Sister Kelsey, any other lawyers here? You got any lawyers here? You got a few lawyers around here. Okay. Any more lawyers here? Okay. Any of you talk to a lawyer, ask a lawyer what the word argue means. Now, in the Bahamian language, that means fight. But lawyers argue. Write this in your Bible. Legal term. This is not a fight. It is not a Bahamian row. Lawyers argue a case. Now the word here in the Hebrew is translated in the King James as plead. Literally it says in the King James, anyone got the King James? It says plead your case. Come on, anyone got that? Let me see your Bible. You got it there? Right. What it says there? It says what? Plead your case. There it is. Plead your case before me. Now, you know, God is doing an interesting thing here. He is challenging man to come into the courtroom with evidence. Everybody look at me. See the evidence here? He said, bring the evidence of what I told you in the courtroom and argue your case, man. Don't sit out there talking about Jesus. Bring the evidence in the place and argue with me. Plead your case. Now, to plead your case, you need a couple of things. First, you need evidence. Secondly, you need conviction. And thirdly, you need to know the law. And fourthly, you need a counsel. Don't even hear me. I'm shocked by myself. You can't come in a courtroom without the law, evidence, conviction about the evidence, and a legal counsel. And God provided, God is cheap. God wants you to win this case so bad. He gave you the evidence. He gave you the law. He gave you the counselor. And he gave you the Holy Ghost to convict you. I mean, this is your game. Hallelujah. You don't come to prayer hoping you win this thing. It's a setup.
Setup.
Y'all just shout for a couple of seconds. Just shout. plead your case. How do you plead your case? Remind me of what I told you. That's prayer. Let us argue the matter together. God said, look, I'm on your side, man. I know I sit in the big chair behind this desk, but I am your daddy. You come here asking me for things that I already gave you. So we ain't got to fight too much. You just bring the evidence, and I give you what you asked for. Everybody used the word righteous. Now everybody say righteous judge. That's the number one description of God in the Old Testament. Righteous judge. Right means what is rightfully yours. Judge means the one who decides that's right. So when you come before God, you bring the evidence that He gave you to bring. This is a setup. But he laughing because he knows he's the police, the superintendent. You don't, listen, if, stand up for me. If the judge give the plaintiff the evidence, that's a mistrial. See the man? That's a mistrial. That's cheating. You all get it? Everybody say, my daddy set me up. The judge give you the evidence until you come into court and act like I didn't give it to you. The Lord is my shepherd. I didn't say that personally, but that sounds good. Say it, son. I shall not want. Keep talking. You prepare a table before me. Mm-hmm, you're right. And when he finished, he looked at Satan. Now, Satan is the accuser. Okay? He's the lawyer. He's the accuser. He stands up. And he says, what's the word they use? No. When they disagree. Objection. That's it. Yeah. That's the devil. Objection. And before he could finish, Jesus says, no, let's go home. Overruled. Overruled by the blood that was already paid. Yeah. Let me tell you. Sit down. Okay. See, the only accusation that he has against you is sin. So when he stands up and he says, I object. And the judge says, on what grounds? And Satan says, I remember 5 years ago, that same young woman, I saw what she did. She don't qualify. And God turns to Jesus and says, you have anything to say? Jesus says, I don't remember. Come on, give him a hand, praise the Lord. I do not recall. Usher, hand up the handles, please. You see, one of the things that we need to appreciate is that prayer is not a gimmick. And it's not feeling. You don't walk in a courtroom with emotions. The judge wants evidence. And God said, if you want me to meet your needs, then you have to bring evidence. Look at this last line here. He says, let's argue the case together and state the case for your innocence. In other words, you stand up here in this court and you tell the devil that you have a right to every promise God ever promised. Amen. The whole key to prayer is this list I'm giving you. They want you to go home tonight. What you got is a piece of paper that's going to save your prayer life. It took me 22 years to put this list together. I tried to make it simple as possible because we are and our attention span so short. Everybody got a copy? Good stuff here. Isn't the word sweet? It's so simple, eh? Yeah. After you understand it, it's simple. How many of you wish you had heard this 10 years ago? Let me see your hand. All them prayers you prayed wasting your time, eh? See, I know I was mad too when I discovered this. I said, boy, the devil had me blind. Yeah? Blind. You got to argue your case. Now look at this very quickly. Hindrances to prayer. Number one, motive. You want to get into innocence, okay? The argument is what? You got to become innocent before the Lord. So you got to keep everything that can give the accuser any evidence out of your life. So this list was put together so that there will be no objection that is not overruled. The first one is motive. James, you ask, receive not, because you ask with the wrong motive. Amiss means you have an ulterior motive, that you may spend it on pleasure and your selfish purpose and wrong motives. That's what it meant. James says, make sure your motive is right before you come to pray. Number two, sin can hinder you from getting your yes from the Lord. Isaiah 59:12. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you, that he will not what? Hear you. Now remember what 3 John 5 says, what? If we know that he hears us, then we have it. Which means if he don't hear us, we can't get it. So the point is to get him to hear you, and sin stops him from hearing you. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Underline the word iniquity, please, there. I want to make a word about, that's a reminder about iniquity. Iniquity is sin, but it's a different kind of sin than normal sin. Iniquity means invisible sin. Like jealousy. Ones that people can't see. You know, you some sins you could do, people could look at. But the kind that, like hatred, you know, or malice, covetousness. I mean, I don't know if you covered my tie. I don't know. I can't see the covetousness. That's iniquity. All right? Now, if you kill a man with a knife physically, you know, that's physical. You can see that. But sometimes we think iniquity is not as bad as the physical thing. It's worse. Because you could kill a person without them even knowing. Jesus talks about that. If I hate a man, I've murdered him in my heart, Jesus says. And that's worse than killing him physically. So iniquity can separate you from your God. He can't hear you. Number three, idols. Now watch this. The Bible says, Ezekiel 14:3. Idols in the heart cause God to refuse to listen to our prayers. So should I be inquired of at all by them? And this is a statement made by God in Ezekiel. He says, your idols, don't you dare.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.
Now that was some awesome teaching, and welcome to the Purpose of Closure. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now, I did mention, and I do suggest that you listen to this teaching again and make sure that you have some paper and pen. Now, I wrote a couple of notes and from this teaching, and what some of the pinpoints of revelations that I received was, God forgive you, but you must forgive yourself. The problem is not God forgiving you, it's forgiving yourself. No condemnation and no damnation. Unfortunately, that's what's been taught in a lot of ministries, because they was taught in error, and sick people attract sick people. But now there's no excuse. You got to push through the pain. That's what I meant by pushing through the pain. When they put that thorn, that crown of thorns in Jesus' head and spears through his sides and mockery and spat on. But he carried his own cross. But he made it for his purpose. So you got to recognize what your purpose on earth is. Also, I made a note that sin is what separates us from God. Now, here's the power of the manipulation. Man make you feel as though as long as you sin, you're going straight to hell. But God don't remember your sins after you repent and you acknowledge them. Because if that was a system, we all been dead and gone to hell. Now, the thing is, ask God for forgiveness, forgive yourself, and the redemption comes through asking God to become, through his son Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. Because Jesus is an example. He is the Spirit of God here on earth because he needs a body. So he sent Jesus as his personal son, wrapped up in flesh, to become your Yellow Page directory. We're going to do a part two, a second play of part two, and then we will be completing this episode. And don't worry about what people think. It's what God thinks about you. He don't make no mistakes. You are called, you are chosen, and you're here on purpose, for a purpose. I love you so much. Oh, how can you love me? You don't know me. Kindred spirits. You don't have to be my blood. Even though some of your kins are in the mud. But we are born again through the blood of Jesus. The purpose of him being on this earth. I will hold nothing back. I will speak with us, says the Lord. This is your girl, Cassandra Brand. And we're going to do a little bit more praise and worship. Okay?
The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. I believe it is there. That gracias in todas las circunstancias. And God really is teaching me what it is to be grateful. Because it's not just when things are going right. It's when things are going wrong that we still have to give thanks to God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because He's given Jesus Christ.
Pray.
And that is the key. Thankfulness and gratefulness. Because, you know, yeah, people will say they'd take a bullet for you. But will people carry your cross up a hill? Will they take thorns in a head for you? Will they take spears in their side for you? Torture. Most people would tell on you. They'll snitch before they take all that torture. But Jesus didn't snitch. He didn't give up. He took it, and he carried his own cross. So, you know, like I said, God don't promise our sunshine and no rain. We gotta carry our own cross. You can't call up Tyrone, or that's a song, or you can't call up Betty Boo, that's a character, to carry your cross. You got to carry your cross yourself. And once you've been penetrated, you are non-affected. Once you push through the pain, you don't feel the pain. Okay? That's a little short words of wisdom. But also, you know, real quick, I like to do this. It's one of my favorites. And it's all about you. Again, this is the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Take it one day at a time. The reason why I'm smiling is because it's been a journey, and no one knows. People talk about you, don't worry about it, because they ain't got nothing else to talk about. If they did, they would talk about themselves and their lives and what Jesus has done for them and their lives. Thank God of the universe. Men perish because they have no vision, and they do not acknowledge God. People don't acknowledge God. They think they're the God. My father taught me when I was a little girl, baby, there's a God, but you're not it. So we're not going to say goodbye. I will say I'll talk to you later. And tomorrow at 6 a.m., we will be doing the position of part two of part two, because it was such a long video, I had to chop it up a little bit, which took me a while. I understand it's the back office, but God does. So my favorite prayer, not warrior, but warrior, Cindy Trim. Please like and comment below. Follow us. Also, social media, Purpose of Closure fan page, and I am Cassandra Brand. You can also join the YouTube channel a.k.a. Miss Alexis. Stay connected. Have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationships to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word.
word empowered the angelic host to war in my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements, open the gates of psychological prisons, and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this region, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of repression that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic droughts, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic trauma. We come in the volume of the book it is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah, the God of Joshua. Hallelujah, and we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down. In the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God, I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah, the cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King, hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords.